before we go on in the Gemara, just a few things relating to the end of yesterday's year. So we have the Machokas and our Gemara, Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan, regarding saying Shahakol on Pashvi Yayin. And we saw that, according to Rav Yochanan, even on Pashvi Yayin, the Mishnah is talking about the din that you can be Yoshei Shahakol, Akurim Amar Shahakol, even on Pashvi Yayin. Rav Huna disagrees. The Gemara wanted to connect this Machokas to the other Machokas, the Meir of Yossi, regarding a person who says, on Pas, coming up Pasu, Baruch HaMakam Shevra. He wanted to tie in Rav Huna to Rav Yossi, who said, you're not Yossi, and Rav Yochanan tied in with Rav Meir. The Gemara is Doche, that basically it's not connected. Rav Meir, Rav Huna can go even like Rav Meir, because there, at least he mentioned Pas, he didn't say Nakefs at all. And the other way around, Rav Yochanan keep him go according to the Shita Rav Yossi, because at least here you said a bracha shetikl chachamim. So we have two separate inyanim. We have to know the halacha and that machlokas. Regarding the machlokas of Rav Yochanan, we saw Tosus already. Are we showing halacha Rav Yochanan neged Rav Huna? So we have to come and approach the other issue and see how we pass it on the other issue. But Maaseh the Gemara says the two machlokas are not tied to each other. Having said that Loch is like Rav Yochanan, that even Pashvi Yayin can say Shahakol, we discussed the issue of the Ritva and the Ra'ah, Tosus earlier, if you would make a bracha of Bori Pri Ha'etz on Yayin, and even if you'd say Bori Pri Adama on Yayin, are you Yoshe or not? So we saw, and then a similar question going past, you say Bori Pri Adama on Pas. So, regarding making Bori Pri Adama on Pas, so both the Ra'ah and the Ritva make clear that you're not Yotze. And they mentioned a few things. One of the svaras that's common to the Ra'ah and the Ritva is because once you have lechem, you're no longer considering it a pri. So by saying pri, you've missed the boat. You're not targeting the chetz at all. It's wrong with nusach. According to the Ritva, there might be also the point that the Torah calls it lechem, and therefore, even though shahako is different, shahako works. It's bracha koleles, but anything else does not work. That's regarding pas. Regarding saying ha'etz on Yayin. So here we saw both the Ra'ah and the Ritva assume that you could be Yotzei to say Baruch Ha'etz on Yayin. The Ra'ah here goes a step further and says you can even be Yotzei with Baruch Ha'adama on Yayin. The Ritva didn't say it over here. You look in Hilchos Brachos, in one place the Ritva didn't say it, only said ha'etz. In another place in Perek Gimel, he says even Baruch Ha'adama on Yayin. So that is the Ra'ah and the Ritva. Now we have the Tosus and Daf Yud Beis that Rabbi Kideger was medayik from the Lashon Tosus. Tosus talks about cases where you want to fix the issue right away. You made the wrong bracha and then you said right away the right bracha. And the example Tosus gives that be a problem case that perhaps you can fix it, Toch Kidei Dibur, was a case where you said Bori Pri Eitz instead of Bori Pri Agafen. So obviously, if you wouldn't have done anything to correct it, Toch Kidei Dibur, there's a problem. So Tosus' assumption is that you can't be Yotze with the eights on wine. Kiveger asks, why should, it's the Magen Avraham apparently holds the same way. Ask of Kiveger, why should that be? Yayin is shame priyala. That sounds like the Rabbi is assuming that Yayin is called a pri, because they say pri agafen going on the wine. So that's already interesting in Kiveger's assumption. That's the pshat of pri agafen. And therefore, he says, why can't you make pri ha'etz as well? Elamai, he wasn't mevarer as much as he could have. He wasn't mevarer the extent that he could have. He should have been mevarer and said ha'gafen, pri ha'gafen, not pri ha'etz, which is more general. But why is it worse than berach shahakol dekayim l'dayotz? So here we have an interesting question. What is the shita of Tosfos in saying that you're not yotzei when you make a bar pri ha'etz on yayin? That's one question. And then let's also consider the question that even if we assume you are Yotzei when you make a Bori Pri Eitz on Yayin, but is it as simple to say you make a Bori Pri Adama on Yayin? The Ritva didn't say it here. He did say it in Hilchos Brachos. The Ra'ah says, Hu Adin, Bori Pri Adama on Yayin. What's that about? If you can make a Eitz on Yayin, why can't you make a Pri Adama on Yayin? We know you make a Adama on Pri Eitz Yotzei, that's the Mishnah. So maybe let's take that question first, maybe a svara or two that could be, perhaps hinge on. And then we'll come to Tosfos in terms of Ha'eitz and Yayin. Why are you Yotzei with the Hadama on Yayin? On Pri Ha'eitz, the Mishnah. Why are you Yotzei? So the Gemara connects it to Rabbi Yehuda, the Bavli does. Ikar Ilan Ara. And so did the Ra'ah quote when he explains that you can make Hadama on wine as well because Ikar Ilan Ara. The Yerushalmi, on the other hand, so it's only Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that Yikurim, Yavashamayin, Ikse Ilan, maybe the Kore, because you still have the Hadama. So Ikar Ilan Ara. But the Yerushalmi says that even according to the Chachamim, the one opinion of the Yerushalmi, even according to the Chachamim, you can be Yotzei because the pre ha'etz is b'chal pre adama. So we were masbir. What does that mean? That means even according to the Rabbana, that we see that you as having its own identity. It's not like kashim, like the first opinion of the Yerushalmi. But Lamaisa, the Lashon itself, is broad enough to include Priyadama in what sense? So we saw Rabbeinu Yonah, because even the Eitz is Yonik from the Adama, so you contributed ultimately to the Adama as well. So I was thinking as follows. The idea that you can be Yonik, when you say Bore Pri Hagaf, what does the Pri Hagafen refer to? We have an Omachokas about this, right? What does Rashi seem to say? Pri Hagafen? The Anavim. So you're thanking Hashem for creating Anavim. What's the other way to learn? The Pri Hagafen, as the Kvegas Nusach is the Mashmah, his Lashon is, and we saw this other indications like this from the Rush, I believe, the Lesme Mitz and the Meiri. The Pri Hagafen is the one. The one is called Pri. The wine is a Pri Hagafen. What's the Gafen? Someone asked me in Seder today. What's the Gafen? The wine is a Pri of the Gafen. What's Pashup Shah? What's Gafen? The vines, not the grapes. Someone tied that, yeah, but the Gemara, we have possibility that the Gefen, the Torah, is referring to the grapes. I don't know. Pashtus, I would think, Gefen is the vine. So it means that if we're going to teach Pri HaGefen, that means that the wine is the pre of the vine. We're already two steps removed, right? Because the wine is a product of the grapes, which are in turn a product of the wine. And that's good enough. But what happens now if you make a bracha of ha'etz? Okay, so maybe that's good enough. You want mefarit the vine. Vine is also a tree. But what if you want to say bor pri adama on wine? So, if you understand the reason why Adama works for Ha'etz, like the Yerushalmi, that it's because everything can be traced back, all ultimately, to the Adama, because the Ha'etz is Yonik from the Adama. So maybe that's only good enough if you're talking about a situation where you have a pre Ha'etz, and you make Adama on the pre Ha'etz. So, like we said, the Neibanim, Areim, Kibanim, you can trace it all back to the two generations, right? Go back to the eights. But if you have wine, which by its own definition is already two steps removed, it's a free agafen. It's because of the fact that it's product of the grapes, which are in turn a product of the gefen. Now you want to say Barpi Adama, what are you really doing? You're going three steps. So I wonder. I didn't see this anyway. Just thought to myself, maybe that could be part of the issue here. If you assume that the reason why Pri Adama works for our eights is because of the Yerushalmi second Svara, Ala Rabbeinu Yonah, which is that you can still trace it back, so maybe that's only good enough by a Pri Eitz, but not by wine. However, a second, if we would understand that Adama works for our eights because it's a straightforward example, it's the Kasha, it's not really, the eights is nothing. Like the other pshat, Yehuda. So then, the Eitz is nothing. So you can say Bar Pi Adama on Pri Eitz, you can say Bar Pi Adama on wine. It's not, you don't have that issue. The other way around it is to say that you can do it because what does Pri Agafen mean? Not wine, but the grapes. Okay, so if you're talking about the grapes being a priyagafen, so we call it bar priyadama. So the grapes can also be called priyadama. The same way you could say a bar priyadama on the fruit. So you're talking about the fruit. That's what you're saying. Priyagafen is the fruit. The grapes. So the grapes can be viewed as a pri ha'etz, which is gafen is a detail within eitz, right? But you can also call it pri ha'adama. Why? Because the eitz is yonik, or the gafen is yonik from the adama. So there's two ways that one could go to try to justify the shita of the ra'ah, that you can even say adama on wine. Right? Either you could say that the priyagafen is the grapes. Okay, so you can attribute the grapes to the eitz. You can attribute the eitz, the grapes to the adama. Okay, because the eitz are the grapes, the gefen is the only from the adama. Also good. Or you could say that even the priyagafen is the wine, not the grapes. But the eitz is nothing anyway. The eitz, in other words, the eitz is just kashya. So therefore, you could say that the pri hagafen, the wine, is a direct product of the adam. Maybe we can use some of this to explain this issue. Again, I don't know if it works out perfectly with the shittas, as the thing about the ritva. Going back anyway, they both end up saying the same thing, that you could be yotzei. The Ritva says it in the Nechaz Brachas, but l'chaira, an interesting possibility maybe to try to link these issues together in terms of Amid Aleph. Yes, Yaakov.
Going off the first shot, why does it matter how many steps there are? Why can't I say
okay. I'm asking. It's not, you know, you say three steps, two steps. What's anyway going it's tracing back? Okay, but it's a little bit harder. Yeah, I'm asking. Okay. Good time. Maybe if you can trace it back two steps, trace back three steps. Okay, on the other hand, maybe it's too far. Maybe you have to draw the line somewhere. You don't know. But, okay, so it's a valid time. Here. Go. Daniel. Yeah.
Are we saying now that Shahakol is just one step away from everything, and that's what I mean?
Shahakol, you have to anyway understand. Exactly. Shahakol is not attributed. Shahakol is about my Hanar. Shahakol is about it's a different angle. I'm not talking about the Chefs at all, per se. We're going to get that with Tosis. I mean, Shahakol is going to be its own category, Bracha Kolelis. But once we're speaking about Bracha Pratis, maybe we have to speak about how many steps removed are we, and maybe that could be relevant. This is all very tentative, I will say. Just occurred to me, just precious yesterday, today. Maybe we could tie the two issues in. I was thinking about Hadama on wine. Why might not be as simple as saying Ha'etz on wine? If Hadama works for Ha'etz, and you can make Ha'etz on wine, why is it like he has to stress it again? Okay. Notice what the Ra'ah said, what he said. Why is it going to work? For one, because Iker Ivan Aaron. He points out the Gemara in Babel. So I'm thinking, what about Kwetu Yerushalmi's second Svara? Maybe Hagufa, maybe it wouldn't work, because it's a step beyond. And it's only going to be for eights that will work. But now if you're talking about, you know, Adama for wine, and you have to trace it back an extra step, maybe that's worse. Lawyer there. Could be, yes, Avi. You want to say you could say two and not three?
No, because we find Dinim and the Gemara both that sometimes they'll say that so far removed, like by Dina de Garbi,
yeah,
stuff like that. But we also find that they'll go to that extra step, like by Edus, they'll go to the fourth, like
president. Yeah, b'nei banim harehim kibanim, right? Halachically, whatever nafkamina. So what are b'nei banim? Three generations. Okay. The Gemara says B'nei Banim Harim Kibbutim. That's a term in the Gemara. So I'm not saying that's exactly that. Going on here, but it, okay, I want to talk more now about the Tosis. Okay, this is going to be a different angle. Tosis Shita, you can't make Ha'etz on wine. Why can't you make Ha'etz on wine? L'chaira, as the Kibbutim asks, if you can make a Shahakol on wine, on anything, and even wine, as the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan is. So why would Ha'etz be any worse than saying Shahak? So here, I think we have to again revisit something we touched on in Amid Aleph as well. And we have to obviously tweak it at this point, to go back to your old notes and reference this as well. And that is, the two dinim of the Mishnah, are they really both expressing the same concept? And now we just have to understand the parameters of this concept. The concept is one single idea. That with Hilchos Brachos, if you have a bracha klalis, and you say it for something specific, chatchila should be mefaret, but the yebed, okay. But the yebed, you did justice to what you're doing. Umaisa, the word fit, you were not a shakir in your bracha, plus in the mishabura, bracha klalis works. So this is ultimately why you can see a hadama working for a pri ha'etz, and also a shakal can work. Al-Kunim shakal, these are all one single principle. You just have to apply it. So you make ha'etz out of pri hadama, it doesn't match. It's not correct. It's not accurate. So you can't be yotzer. But the reverse, since be it Rabbi Yehuda, he makes the kikashin, or the other pshat, the Yerushalmi, the etz is yonik. Either way, the words ultimately are justified. Okay. And shahakal is justified. Or should we say no? These are two different ideas. And this is more maybe the Bavli's idea of Rabbi Yehuda, of the Ilanis Kikashin, as Yerushalmi puts it. There's one idea of Priya Dhamma working for Priya Eitz, and that's because that is the definition. That any Priya Eitz is also Priya Dhamma. Okay, there's a chashivas because it grew in a tree, so you make our Eitz l'chadchila. But by definition, mitzad ha-chefza, you have a Priya Dhamma. You can look at a peach and call it Priya Dhamma. That's what the Yehuda Shita, that's what the Gemara says. The din of shahako is a different idea. With a special takana that if you say shahako, you yotze. And this is, I think, the mahalach that you have to plug in after Tosfos. And what I'm saying now is not my own, it's Raleid Malin, the Shivan Beis HaTalmud, it's Chavish Rabbi Raleid, and it has two simanim, basically the same thing with a little bit added in one from the other, it's the Madura Basra, but Simon Beis and Simon Gimel, it's Chelik Aleph of Raleid Malin's Sefer. So it's just the Yeshiva's copy. So he has this question of the din of the Diyavid Bebrachis and Birchas Hayayin, and he basically sets up Rabbi Kibega's kasha and explains it. Kibega's kasha in Tosfos is that inasmuch as we hold a Rabbi Yochanan, we can say shahako on Yayin as well. So what does that show? That a bracha klalis works in Gulub HaBracha Pratis, even on Yayin. Rav Huna has his shita. Rav Huna could say, no, Yayin becomes its own status. Bari Pri Agathen, you got it. It's all or nothing. You have to say the bracha of Bari Pri Agathen, because that was the special takana that Yayin gets its bracha Bari Pri Agathen, Chashivuso, Soi, Mesameach, whatever you'll say, that is the new bracha, and it's got to be that. But Rav Yochanan disagrees. Yochanan says that Shahako can even cover Yayin. That means that Yayin does not become its own category, and Yayin also fits within the general principle, which is a bracha kolis can be serving b'diyavet for as a bracha pratis. As long as the words fit and it's not wrong, yotze. It says in Kivega. So how in the world can you tell me that you can that you say ha'etz on wine that it's no good? Well, maisa, it's correct. That's what Kivega's kash. Says Rabbi Malin, I'll tell you what's going on. What is Tosfos hold? What is the meaning of the Mishnah's din of Kuno Mishako Yatsi? Is that really a way of saying a new Yisod that you can say a bracha klolis and the Yotze for something which is more specific? That's the din of Kuno Mishako Yatsi? Or there's a new halacha that Shahako Patras B'diyevit. There's a din of shahako in terms of what the chatchilah foods are for shahako. Mishnah on Amud Beis, further on our Amud. Any do in the Aretz, Beit Sim, Vina, whatever the things are, that's what you say shahako on. There is another hat that shahako wears. Shahako becomes, it's a takana, that shahako patters the diyanet, anything. Akon kach tiknu chachamim. So, that's where Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi disagreed. Did that takana even extend to Pasliyayin as well? So Rabbi Yochanan, who he says even a Pasliyayin that a Chachamim or Mitakein that Shahako covers for you. He has a riot to this idea that that's Pshat and Shahaka. Where does he see this? He sees it in the comment of the Rush. Maybe I give it to you. The Rush in Siman Tes says an interesting halach and Paskin Shulchan Aruch. At the end of Siman Tes, the Rush writes, if a person has a suffix on a bracha rishona, what should he do? Now he's in a situation, he doesn't have any access to anyone that's going to enlighten him about the bracha that he should say. And now you want to eat something, and you don't know the bracha rishona. So what do? You make a shahaka. Why? Based on this mishnah, bracha achrona, you can't do that. You can't decide by the fashas if you don't know. You need to know what the bracha is. But not knowing what the bracha is in a given situation justifies saying shahako in your case, lechatchila, because you are quote unquote in the bidyevet quandary, because you have no way to know. That's the psak that the Rush brings, and it's part of Shulchan Aruch. So what kind of an halacha is this? That it's one thing to say that shahaka works for anything because there's a new principle that you can say a general bracha and it works for the Eved. Okay, that's a halacha that we can understand. But how can you extrapolate from the din of kulam v'shahaka yatsa that a person who's misupik and a bracha v'shona can say yachal bracha shahaka? Well, one is under the other. And the answer is the beer to beer rush, and why bracha achrona is different. Right? What's different? The first is you can't do that, but b'shahako you can do that. That's just yisod. Near to beer rush before yisod zeh. Now why yotzei b'diyevet with shahako? Because there's a yisod the takana that shahako becomes a bracha on a b'diyevet. It's not just a din that you yotzei. It's a takana that creates the halach. It's not just giving us, teaching us an underlying principle. It is the siba for the din. So nichlal in this takana that shahako your yotzei b'diyeved is also that if you're in extenuating circumstances, you can always tap into that takana that shahako can work for you. Okay, so that's a riot to this idea. But wait, I have to tell you one more hump, one more. What's the mazbir? What does it mean? It sounds strange at first glance to the ears. He asks, what's shaykh a tikkun bracha on a b'diyevet? What does it mean? The words, they sound odd. Like, there's a takanas bracha for b'diyevet. No, you see, this is where we're going for Tosis, obviously. This is the point. Tosis is not going to be impressed by the fact that the shahaka works, even a pasdiyayin, and therefore, for sure, you should make ha'etz on yayin your yotzei. No. Zelchad is Zelchad. When we deal with the world of Shahako, that's the takana that you say Shahako Yoyotzin. That's the takana. But everything else, we have to know. Do we have a match? Do we not have a match? Apparently, to make Hadama priates, that's called a match. And that goes back to the Pshat and the Mishnah. And we said, goes like a Yehuda, and we'll explain the way we explained it. But Stamazai to say Ha'etz on wine, because after all, it's no worse than Shahako. Yes, it is. Shahako is its own world. It's a takana on a b'diyevet. What does it mean, a takana on a b'diyevet? So let's give a little bit of that. He goes on, he says, what's the hesber of this? A takana on a b'diyevet. And the answer is, going back to Daf Lamed Hey, what is the mechayev in bracha? In other words, to say you make a takana that the b'diyevet yotze is a strange way of expressing a takana. A takana that b'diyevet yotze. What does it mean? It means like this, that the din bracha has another side to the coin. There's the din to make a bracha, and what else is side by side with that din? The chiyah bracha and the what? The what? The issa. The way the Gemara concludes, the marker is also as well as well bracha. So we spent time understanding the relationship between the issa and the din, the mitzvah and the din, the issa. And Akedah Kachna, the Kivega also there on Daf Yudbeis, acknowledges the possibility with the Tosfos that even though normally suffix brachas, suffix rabbanan l'kula, but suffix brachas might be not a suffix in the chiyuv, but a suffix in the iser. Because a mashal like that maybe you have to be choshesh for the iser, because there is existing within the din of the word of brachas is an iser lehanos below bracha. So to the extent that you have an iser lehanos below bracha, there's a mitzvah or a chiyuv to be mevarech. It says a very interesting and brilliant analysis. When it says they made a takana that shahako yotze, the d'yeved, what it really means is that they, what the takana was, that if you say shahako, they remove the issa me'ila. They remove the issa le'yohanes below bracha. That, because you said shahako. So it's not that the shahako serves as a valid bracha because bracha kolos is good enough. It's that you say shahako, so me'ela there's no issa le'yohanes. If no issa le'yohanes, you no longer have the mitzvah that is generated from the issa me'ila. That's his take. It's not that the shahako is serving in lieu of another bracha. That's not the gather of this halacha im amas shahako yatsa. Ela rak de materes ha isur hana umemela nifka mimeno chia bracha. In other words, the shahako is matir the isur hana, and that's the beer of this idea of a tikkun bracha al b'diyeved, the kach niskina. The takana of shahako was lahatir hana. It's a bracha that's a matir, and that's why b'diyeved shama shahako and the isra is lifted. There's no machayv in bracha, and this is again what the Rosh can say, that you can rely on this takana to be matir the isra and lehanos in a case of suffering. So now we come back to the sheet of Tosus. So Tosus is of the opinion, notwithstanding the fact that Shahaka works for what it works, even on Pasul Yayin, and yet Tosus is of the opinion that you can't make ha'eitz on one. And what's the difference? Kedegra asks. The answer is that the basic outline we said, it's not that the Din of Shahaka is revealing a principle that you can say a bracha kolos to be yod motzi you from bracha pratis. It's a new idea that it's a takana b'diyavad yayotze. What it means is that it removed the Isser Lehanos. And there it's no Chia Bracha. But that's not going to be in any way an indication of a new concept that you can go ahead and make a Bracha, that as long as the words match and fit in general, you can part to the Bracha Padisnit. We never said such a thing. What we said was, you say Shahako, it works because it took away the Machai in the Bracha. There's no Chia that's generated. Okay, this is a little bit on this Mahalach and Tosis. A few people had questions. Let's go around. I don't know if I have any more orders, but Emil was first. Emil, yeah.
So that means that Rav Huna would be saying that the takana was just not instituted on Pasul Yayin.
That's right.
Correct.
Whatever story we're going to say for Rav Huna, that Pasul Yayin are different. So the takana, right there, they never lifted the exactly. Plug it in. They never lifted the issa me'ila vis-a-vis Pasul Yayin.
So then, what if you find out later on? This is just separate. What if you find out later on the bracha was? So would you have
the case of the rush was you were stupid? No.
Yeah, what if you knew somebody came and told
you? You ate already. You're not going to make the bracha after you ate.
But
you're
saying a matir for hana. So then you still have the opportunity from the mitzvah.
No, because the point is, once we lifted the iser me'ila, there's no longer a chiv left. So you can't make a chiv that you don't have anymore. The chiv disappeared. Once there's no underlying iser, so there's no chiv generated. So if the bracha was good enough to be mesalig the iser lehanos, so then you don't have any basis for a chiyuv. So you can't say, now I'm going to go make the bracha. Someone told me what the bracha is. Because it's the whole chiyuv was generated because of the iser.
Would this be the nafkamina with Rishon Lazama's approach? Mm-hmm. And really the mitzvah came first?
Yeah, okay. That's how it relates a little bit to that Torah, of course. Mm-hmm. Not self-understood. Yeah, yeah. You have to go through the implications. Yeah, Aaron.
This only answers the part about why I just want to be Gara Mishahako, but this doesn't answer the part of Rabbi Kivrager was asking. It still has a shame pre hello.
No, but you see, Kivrager is still working with the assumption that as long as the words are correct, even though you're speaking in general and not specific, it should be fine because we see the Shahako. If the words are not correct, then it's not going to help you. So if you wouldn't be called a pre, then you have a problem regardless because it's not a correct description. Mikim Eger could be saying that, fine, it's pre, but it's not the way the bracha is supposed to be said. It's supposed to refer to the pre, the yayin pre as a pre agaf and as a pre ace. So you got the wrong bracha. So you can't be yotze. The only thing you can say, yeah, but it's no worse than shahako. Yes, it is. Shahako is its own idea. The shahako was a takana specifically to remove the issa hana. He didn't say shahako, he said ha'etz.
but it still is a pre ha'etz.
It is, yes. Yes, correct. The yayin is a pre ha'etz. Correct. But the chiyuv to make the bracha that you're supposed to make on wine is a pre ha'gafen. So he didn't do it. He didn't say pre ha'gafen. He said pre ha'etz.
Why is it different than saying ha'dama?
So let's go back there. So he has, I said it one way, he says it a little bit differently, but so why is it different than ha'dama, pre ha'etz? So Levi says because there he says it his way. He says what makes that different? Because there as long as you trace the yanika and the bracha, that's how he puts it. Then you yotze. I think the way we said it was a little different when we were in the Mishnah. The pshat is according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is a pre adam. The din is supposed to say aitz is not halacha in the period. It's halacha that they said because of the chashivas. But that if you don't access that's not a ma'akev. The only thing that's ma'akev in bracha is you didn't say the correct label of the chefs. The chefs by its definition, not broader definition, by its specific definition is pre-eitz, but it's also pre-adama. It's part of its definition. Because if the eitz is nothing more than a channel, a straw, a way of bringing the yanika, as Yehuda would hold, so then this is as much a pre-adama as a priya eitz. So that is why you can be yotze with priya dhamma on a priya eitz, because it is a priya dhamma.
So
but if the eitz is really nothing but a tube, it's a priya dhamma. They wanted you, because of the chashivas, a priya eitz, they said it's a priya eitz, but definitionally, there's not a lack in defining this as a pre adama. Maybe say it the way he says. He said, "Unika is the adama." So as long as you attribute the unika to what it is, that is all that you need to do. So you did that. You attribute it to the adama, pre adama. So, it's a peach. A peach is a pre adama. A peach is yoni, an adama. So that's why. So it's a different idea. It's not the principle that the Tzibiga wants to see out of this Mishnah, which is just echoed again with the Shahako Bracha. It's, this is a perfect match. This is the period that you have. This is a Priyadama. Anything growing a tree is a Priyadama, that by definition. But wine, right, you call it a Priyadama, Priyayetz. You're saying it should be the same thing. Definitionally. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. No. If the period was supposed to be Gafen, you didn't say Gafen. Shahako is its own world. A peach is a Priya Adama. Eitz is also general. But if eitz is really nothing more just than the extension of the Adama, it's just a way of getting the unique of the Adama up to the peri, and it's exactly the same thing. That's why you go to it, Priya Adama and Priya eitz. But here, you didn't say Gefen. So that's the problem. Shahako is its own idea. That they said you have no me'ila if you say Shahako. So that's what Tosis and Magen Avraham and all those who hold like that can hold it. You can't be yotze with the eitz on one. This is a basic mahalach, yeah. Let's go back to the Gemara. Avi, go.
Is there also possible that the way we understand how Tosfos and Rav Akiva get to their understanding of the Mishnah has to do with how they view the Maskan of the Gemara, if we hold the Rabbi Meir and Rav Yosi, or just
so
like
you're, it's a very excellent segue to about to read the Gemara. We have to discuss this. This next piece of Gemara is a difficult Gemara, partly on that level. Who do we hold like? On the issue of Mishan and Nadeya, right? That's exactly what we have to figure out. The Memesh will come into that. We'll see. We have a Machokes of Yochanan and Rav Huna that we started with, and we know from the Shonim already, Paskin, we Paskin of Rav Yochanan. What is less clear, and we'll have to begin to see how we can medayik as we read on the Gemara, is in the other Machokes. We already explained that both Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan could be compatible with Shitas Rav Meir and Shitas Rav Yosef. What is a Meir Rav Yossi's machokas revolving around? A case of a person who says, Baruch HaMokom Shebra. He used Lashon HaKodesh words of his own making. But Meir says, he said the right words in terms of matching what he's eating, He acknowledges Hashem, he acknowledges the Te'ena, he acknowledges the past, all good. Even Rav Yochanan, even Rav Huna can live with it, right? That's what Meir. Rav Yossi says, no, how can you do that? You need to use a Mabeh Shetavu Chacham. Okay. You have to know, by the way, this is, I'm not going to leave you to think about, if what I just said is going to be consistent with both Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan, right, he talked about the fact that Rav Yochanan can be even with Rav Yossi because it was still a Madbeah Shetavu Chachamim. The Shahako is still, that's why it's better. Okay. Again, is that also working with this assumption that Shahako is its own? L'chor, you have to say that because we're going to Halacha. We hold like Rav Yochanan. Okay, so now we have to go and think about who do we hold like in the, regarding the Machlokas of Rav Meir and Rav Yossi in Baruch HaMakom Shebra. But we have to also think about the following, as we're going to see now in the story quoted in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, the following story. Binyamin Raya, Karach Rifta. Binyamin was, his name of a person was a shepherd, so he probably was not so fluent in Lashon HaKodesh, as we'll see. So he was breaking bread. The Amar, Rich Mare the High Pita. Now, he was referring here to the Bracha Rishona, or the Bracha of Birchas HaMazel. So from the Hemshach HaGemara, it would be clear that we're discussing what he is doing afterwards. What he did before, I don't know. But L'chaira, the Gemara is going to talk about what had happened to three brachas. So obviously, it's Karach Rifta. After he's finished his meal, he had his bread, he had his shir, whether it's the Drabbanim, or the Raisa, Kezayis, Kebeitza, Sviya, right? As we know, different shittas of what you need to have for the feed, the rice, the chib rabbanon. Umaysa, after he's done, so he said in Aramaic, in his language that he was used to, vernacular, Berich Mare the High Pita. So he thanked Hashem for the bread that he had. Omar Rav Yatsa. The Rav commented on this practice of this person that he was Yotze. He was Yotze, saying the bracha that he should have been saying. Okay. Says the Gemara, a couple of problems with this. The Amar Rav, but Rav says, and we'll see the Hemshach HaGemara, Rav said that kol bracha she'en b'haskaras Hashem ain't a bracha. A bracha needs to have haskaras Hashem. And here he just said, Baruch Mori Dai Pita. He never mentioned Hashem's name. Says the Gemara, okay, you have to read into the story that was more than what we just said. The Amar Brich Rachmana Mardai Pita. Rachmana is a Kadosh Baruch Hu in Aramaic. So he actually said Brich Rachmana. The Gemara is going to have later, besides for Rav Shita, that you need Askar Sashem, there's a Shita that you need to have Malchus, as of Yochanan. So according to some, the Rashba quotes that the Gemara actually asks further, what about Rav Yochanan Shita? Which is not really a problem if Rav says Lishita so, but meanwhile there's a possibility that maybe you could put that in also, that he said Malka also. But either way, so he said Rachmana, asks the Gemara, Babi Inan Sholish Brachas. So what's this Kasha? Sholish Brachas, that benching. So apparently the Gemara is assuming that what he did was after the fact that he ate. Maybe he said it in the beginning too, I don't know. But clearly what Rav was going on was being Yotze Birchas HaMazel. But how could Brich Rachmana Morei Dai Pita serve for the three brachas that are necessary, be it the Raisa, if it's Kedei Sevilla, be it Rabbanon, if you had Kedayis or Kedayis, you'd be Sholish brachas. All he did was the one sentence, and that's not three brachas. He didn't speak about a large Dalai Lama to speak about Ben Yerushalayim. Where is that? Answers the Gemara. Ma yatsa de kamarav, not me, yatsa de bracha rishona. Granted. In other words, I agree with you. When Rav said yatsa, he also understood, that's the nami, he also understood he had to have three brachas. And what he was paskening was that yatsa de bracha rishona. So what does the bracha rishona mean? The first of the three brachas of benching. That's how Rashi explains it, right? The bracha rishona, birchas hazan. So it's not a full fulfillment of the mitzvah yet. It's a partial fulfillment. It's Yotzei, check off the list, the first bracha. In other words, and what would he still have to be doing? He have to be primed to do the rest. Otherwise, it's not a full mitzvah. It's like eating half a kizayis matzah to seder. What is it? Is there something to that? Maybe. Chasishir for mitzvahs, beginning, right? Okay. You're not Yotzei per se, but you Yotzei that part of the mitzvah. Okay, but what about as far as the bracha rishona? There's no mention, but the Rush extrapolates, Tosafot Rush extrapolates, that hu adin, and this is going to be brought twice in Shulchan Aruch, this halacha, that you can see brich rachmana, not just for bracha rishona benching, but also for which bracha? Hamotzi. So that's what we see in the Rush. And again, you see in Shulchan Aruch, it's twice it's brought in halacha. One, in Hilchas Birchas Hamazon in Kuf Pei Zayin, Brich Rachmana Malkadar Mari Pita Yatsa. And then also earlier in Kuf Samach Zayin, it's on your sheets, right? In Yud, Sif Yud, in Amar Ben Malkom Brich Hasamotzi, Brich Rachmana Malka Mari Dai Pita Yatsa. So that's based on the Rush, that the Rush says that you can have this service in lieu of Brich Hasamotzi. What did he do? I don't know. It sounds like he did it afterwards. That was what the Gemara's discussion was. What did he do in the beginning? Based, I don't know. Maybe he also did it in the beginning. And he did it at the end as well. But at the end, all it would do is accomplish that he covered his first bracha, Birchas HaMazon. But now comes a very interesting thing. The Gemara asks, so Maika Mashmala, so what's Rav teaching me? He's teaching me that what? Afagab the Amar Belash and Chol, that you can have Birchas HaMazon said in the vernacular. That's a version of Mishnah and Sota. The Tanina, the Elon Amar Belash, go through a list of things. The Gemara gives you part of the list until you get to Birchas HaMazon. There's more things on the list. Each thing has a drush in the Gemara, how we learn it out. Parsha Sota, that's what the Konis Mashbia, her, when she's suspected as being a Sota, and he has to give her the water to drink. So he says a certain Sukkim in the Torah, he's Mashbiah or Shua Sa'ola, you can say it B'chol Lashon, Vidui Meiser, that is 2 years out of the 7 year cycle, year 4 and year 7, the last day of Pesach, at my Mincha time. So he says, what does he have to say? Be'arati Kodesh Nabayis, Pashas Kisavo, right? Everyone remembers? He has to declare that I've done everything right, I've given the Trumas, the Meisers, everyone got one together, cleared house. That's what Vidui Meiser does at the end of Pesach, year 4 and year 7. So you don't use the words of the Chumash. You use your own words. Good. Kriya Shema, can say B'chol Lashon. All these things have Makoris in the Gemara and Sota. How are we learning it out? Kriya Shema, can say B'chol Lashon. Tefillah, B'chol Lashon. Birchas HaMazon. So the Gemara's kash is very strange. The Gemara is saying, so what? The Chidush here. That you can say B'chol Lashon, Birchas HaMazon is in Forza Mishnah. Let's pause for a second. What's the kasha of the Gemara? Pshita? What's Rav telling me? Rav is coming to teach me halacha. So first of all, what's Rav doing? What did Rav say? Yatsa. Rav came and gave me halacha. What did Rav do? Rav commented on the practice of Binyamin Raya. So like, what's the kasha? Like, well, you shouldn't tell the person who's Yotze. Someone asked you a question, and it's a portion of Mishnah. So you tell them anyway. They don't know. He didn't know anything. He didn't know anything. So, okay, so yeah, Rav said yes. The kasha, and why Rav said yes, I have to tell him. Well, what's the kasha of the Gemara?
Binyamin Raya clearly did it, assuming that he was okay, and then comes Rav and says, yes, he didn't know
yeah, he was Rav, yes. Why does Rav have to comment? I mean, if everything was good, why rock the boat?
He did it already.
Okay, maybe. Could be. Or maybe the Gemara's kasha is that we're bringing the story for a reason. Whoever brought the memra to the Beis Medrash, so there was a purpose in bringing it, to tell us a halacha that we didn't know. So they brought the story to the people in the Beis Medrash, Rabbi Binyamin Raya, and they brought Rabbi Rav's response for a reason. So what, to tell me again the Mishnah? That's unfortunate Mishnah. You don't need to bring the story of Binyamin Raya to everyone to hear how Rav said Yatsa. Yeah, I remember they said Rav Moshe was giving a shir and a woman walked in there, Shabbos, Rebbe, Ben Simon Licht, what time do we light candles today? And Rav Moshe didn't stop a beat. You know, he gave the answer, and she shayach. He went out, and he continued to share. Okay, but you wouldn't want to go say over a story that Moshe gives the woman the answer. When do you light candles? Like, okay, he did what he did, but because she wanted to know. Okay, so I mean, if Rav Paskas Yatsa, because that was what, you know, he first wanted to know. The answer is it was brought for a reason, to teach us halachas. That's what I was asking. What is coming to tell me? But there's a more basic question to ask in the Gemara. Yes. Because they talked about what? Rav Huna?
We said that Rav Huna is a Tanya Rosh Hashanah, so they were bringing in his...
Well, you see that, what you mean, we bring... Rav Huna is a Talmud of Rav, yes. But, like, but just like that, but why would we stop bringing the statement the Rav said in response to a Maisa Shahaya, right? That's my problem. With a Maisa Shahaya, Kachaya, and Rav happened to say Yatza, he put the person in mind at ease, face. That's not a question, why Kamashbalan? It was just a story that happened, and Rav commented that he's Yosef. The answer is, he commented for a reason, or we brought it to the attention of everybody for a reason. So it could be that's the Umar's question, like a mashmal. But I have a simple answer to the Umar's question. Like a mashmal? Isn't there a lot here that Rav is teaching us? What's Rav teaching us? Meshach Mabeya! We just got finished mentioning Machokas of Meir of Yosef. According to Rav Meir, you can say Baruch HaMakom Shavra, and the Yosef say, Pass to Eina. Rav Yosef is nothing doing. So, Chayra, a person who says Brich Rachmana Mar Dai Pita, that's good for Brichas Hamas. He's a Mishanah Madbeya. The Madbeya HaBracha. So, isn't that Gufa? A chiddush that you can grab onto. Yeah.
Maybe you said last week that the bracha we had earlier is first of all it's out of order, and also it says makom which may not be as. Really
yeah, but I was saying that regarding even Rav Meir. I mean, what?
No, Rachman may not be as. Rachman is more obvious as Hashem's name.
Rachman is Hashem's name. Makom is different. So you're saying it's a matzeah, but you're saying in Lashon Arami. So that's interesting. Where does that fit? When you say something, the Lashon Arami, not Lashon HaKodesh, is that Mishanah in Madbeya? What is there a carryover here in the Madbeya, in the other Lashon? And what does Mishanah Madbeya mean in terms of saying something B'chol Lashon? What?
You say that it's really not Mishanah Madbeya because of the structure of the bracha is
the structure. So the problem of Rav Yossi's case was the structure, the order, like you're saying.
Someone
let's say you would say Baruch HaMakom Shebara Te'ena Na'azu Mishitas of Yosef. If Mishan Be'er is only because he flipped the orders of Baruch HaMakom afterwards, that, we mentioned such an idea within Tosus, where Tosus was explaining why Rav Huna could be paired with Rav Yosef, even though there's differences between them. Rav Yosef says you never Yotzei even you know on anything, and Rav Huna says Shahako you Yotzei on everything else but Pas V'Yayin. The Tosus brought a Yesh Mefarshim, and we said maybe Pshat and Yesh Mefarshim has to do with the fact that they're in Ein Bracha Ka because it was inverted. But when Rav Yosef says Mishan Madbeya, is it because he inverted the order, or because that's not the Madbeya Bracha, Baruch HaMakom Shebara? No, Brich Rachmana Malkat Aipita is Madbeya Bracha? If you're Yosef, isn't that indicating Rav Meir? Isn't that enough of a Chiddush right then and there? But then again, you wonder, what about the din of bracha b'chol lashon? Does Rav Yossi agree with that Mishnah? And if so, why isn't Mishnah in Madbeya? Or is there a Madbeya that carries over to b'chol lashon? And what, and therefore you still have a problem Mishnah in Madbeya in this case? What exactly does it mean? Yeah.
The next line of the Gemara is that the question of Rav is that.
No, that was the first question. The first question was in Rav Yosef Hashem, since he said Rachmana. Good. Next kasha is, you need to show us brachos. The Gemara answers, you only Yotzei bracha rishon. Now the Gemara's kasha is, my kamash malan, lashon chol. We have a Mishnah that you can say birchas lashon lashon chol. Let's just maybe read another line. So the Gemara's kasha, second, the Gemara's asking a kasha, you can say lashon chol. We know that from the Mishnah. Sakadaita chamina. So I'm asking a simple question. Maybe the Chiddush is Rav Meir. As a matter of fact, let me make a question even stronger. What does the Tosafot Rashi say? What's his comment on this Gemara's answer? Yotzi Dibracha Rishona. Go one line earlier. Yotzi Dibracha Rishona, right? All you did was Brich Rachmana Mari Daipita, Yotzi the first Bracha Brichas Hazan, right? Says Tosafot Rashi, Ukirab Meir Svirale. And he holds like Rav Meir. V'osa bracha shaycha ben betchila ben besof. You can have this nusach before or after for hamotzi or for brichas hazan. V'yotzi ba brichas hamotzi ma betchila brichas hazan ma besof. But the first words of the Tosa Rashi are k'Rav Meir svirale. In other words, for Rav Yossi, would you be yotzi di bracha rishona with brich rachmana mari daipita? Why wouldn't you be yotzi bracha rishona? Why? Obviously, because that's Kumshan Nadea. Okay, so then what's the Kasha on Rav? My Kamashmalan. Okay, the Kasha is, he shouldn't have brought it to attention, he shouldn't have made a big deal about his Pesach, whatever. But like, the Chiddush is, like Rav Meir, now Rav Yossi. You hold like Rav Meir. Isn't that enough of an answer? And the Gemara is not satisfied. Oh, the Gedim Boshem Chol, we have that in the Mishnah. But Lamaisi, you see in Tosa Rash that Rav's Pesach is based on Rav Meir. So isn't that a good enough answer for why Rav is telling me something? Is that? Yeah.
Can you suggest that possibly Rav is speaking more on the Dereisa level? Because everything was the position as Kriyas Dereisa. So what he's talking about is Shimon HaVeish Tavon HaFam. It was more than on, you know, more Derabonon and, you know, the Hachila. He's speaking on the Diyavet.
Mishanami Matbeya, you're not Yotze the Diyavet. That's the third of the Pashat.
That's meaning Bracha Rishona, so anyway, it's going to be a Derabanan.
Okay.
Halacha. I mean, this is a Dereisa, so the Chorah,
one second. Well, hold. Bracha Pas, Kamenar Pasu, Bracha Mishu Bracha. We're talking about Bracha Rishona or Bracha?
Well, the Gemara Sukh Bracha.
No. Bracha Malkam we're talking about. Not?
Oh, no. I'm talking about the Rab.
I know, but in the case of Rabbi Yossi, we were talking about Bracha Rishona, and Rabbi Yossi says, you're not Yotze. Komishana. So you see that?
I mean, I said Rav's different than the Suyid Bob. I mean, Rav's speaking on the Reisa, Bracha Achrona. So that's what
all Rav is saying is, but he agreed that it wouldn't be Yotze Vidyavet, Vidyavet Rabbana.
Yeah, meaning we're speaking about Vidyavet, a situation.
First of all, you don't know the Akkadei Sviya, so it could be the whole Chiv here is any Rabbana. We don't know how much he ate. So it's hard to say that the Rav wasn't necessarily commenting on the Reisa level.
And then it fits with the mission of the whole Lashon, because all these are Kriyas Dereisa.
It's everything in the list Dereisa. You have to know, look at the whole list.
Tosus, I have to know the rest of the Mishnah.
What Tosus gives you the rest of the Mishnah?
Everything listed here could. And Tosus earlier in the Mishnah says that Parshas Sota and Vidur Maisa.
Okay, Eilen Mechal Lashon, Parshas Sota, Vidur Maisa, Kriyas Shema, Tfila, Tfila.
Tfila is not hope.
Okay, Tfila. Rechaz HaMazon, Shuas HaEdus, Shuas HaPikadu. I mean, the Maisa, just what you're saying is a little bit in the gay of the Lashon HaGemara right now, in the Teretz. Look at the Lashon HaGemara. Itzbech, it's the Teretz. So, what's it telling me that the Mishnah says that you're Yisrael B'Cholosh? It's all G'day D'Chamina. Hani Mili D'Amra B'Lashon Chol Kehecha D'Tkinu Rabbanan D'Tkinu Rabbanan B'Lashon Kodesh. If your vernacular is similar to the way the Chum were telling you how to say it, Lashon Kodesh, then your Yotzei, even B'chol Lashon. Aval lo amr B'lashon Chol Kiecha D'Tkinu Rabban Lashon Kodesh, Eimalo. But maybe if you're saying it, B'lashon Chol, not Kiecha D'Tkinu Rabban, not according to the precise language of the Chachamim, you're not Yotzei, Kamash Malan, you are Yotzei. So let's translate into practical terms over here. Binyamin Raya's words are Lashon Chol, but they're not Kehecha D'Tkinu B'Lashon Kodesh. What does it mean? What would be the equivalent of Lashon Chol that would be Kehecha D'Tkinu? What's he missing in his words? Tell me, figure it out. What? Malchus. We don't know, Rav doesn't say any Malchus. So that doesn't even mean to be the rice, even in Lashon Kodesh, the Malchus. So that can't be. So what would it mean? What are you missing?
I mean, Rahman is not the same as Shem
Hashem. No. The Gemara is not talking about Rahmana. Rahmana is Shem Hashem. What does it mean? Ki hecha did kina b'lashon kodesh. Okay, so tell me. What's the lashon kodesh of brachas hamayim? Let's get first brach. Hazan es ha'olam kulo v'tuvo v'chein v'chesed v'rachamim. So now take an Aramaic Hebrew dictionary and flip every one of those words over, and then you know you have your brachas hamayim in the lashon kodesh. Be any language, but okay, if you do Aramaic, so they have to say those words of the Nusach. Okay, or if we're talking Bracha Rishona, if we application of Bracha Rishona Hamotzi. So what did the Rosh say? That you can say Bracha Chmana Marida Hepita in lieu of Hamotzi. But is that Kilashin Kodesh? What would you have to say, Lashon Hamotzi, we can do on our own? What would be the Lashon? Bracha Rachmana, what would you have to say now for Hamotzi in Aramaic? No, hamotzi lechem in art. So what would you say? No, you know what? What's hamotzi? You had it more earlier. The apik. Yeah, the apik. Pita lachma min ara. Very good. So that would be ki echad. You have a lashon kodesh. He didn't do that. He's more of a loose translation. So that's the chiddush. That you can have the Lashon Chol, even if it's not exactly matched in a precise way. And that's the Chiddush. Now I ask you, where does that fit within Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir? Does that fit with Rabbi Yossi? There's such a Chiddush that you can say the Lashon Chol in a manner that's not even lined up, the words of Lashon Kodesh. Rabbi Yossi would accept that too? Only Rav Meir could accept such a thing, because Rav Yossi says you can't mishan in Madbeya. Meir says you could, as long as you hit the right notes, Mari da Aipita, or Kamenar Pazu, Bacham HaShabrat, good enough. The only thing is, we have a Shiloh when you do Lashon Chol, the special dispensation that we learn out. And what's the Mokka you can say, Bircha Samachim, the Lashon Chol? Each one of these examples, Gemara brings there on the Mishnah and Sot, the different Makoros. So what do you want to say? That's the Gemara. Sounds like however you do it. That's how the Gemara explains it. So this halacha, b'chol makom, this drasha, b'rachta, any way you do it, but you might think it has to be more precisely matched. No, as long as it's basically the idea, that's good enough. Okay, for Rav Meir, I understand. Yeah, for Rav Meir, because anyway, you don't have to use exact matbeah, but you might have thought that when you're using Lashon Chol, it has to match more aligned with the Lashon. If you do it in Hebrew, okay, then you can have a little more latitude. Kamash Malan, the Lashon Chol, you also can go in your own, basically say the basic idea, the basic theme. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that there's a din of Shan matbeah, so what would he say, seemingly, about this? Could this be acceptable? Is it conceivable? I guess we're asking the following question. Is it conceivable that the whole problem of Rabbi Yossi's Mishnah and Matbeya is only present when you're using Lashon HaKodesh? That track, Lashon HaKodesh, has to be precise in terms of the Matbeya. But there's another halacha, another parallel track called Bechol Lashon. And Bechol Lashon, by definition, it's not the exact matbeah in terms of the words, because the words are different words, different language, translation. So the same way you can have a different language, you can just talk about the general theme, because you're anyway not using the exact words. So maybe all this is even Rav Yossi. But then we have a problem with what did the Rosh say? What did Tosa Rosh say? Kira Meir Svirale. So that means that apparently he doesn't think that this could fit. That Rav could say Yotzi Rav Rishoni is Kirab Meir, so then have a problem. Then what was the whole kasha of the Gemara? This comment that the Rosh is before the Yitzhak Gemara talks about my Kamash Malan. Yotzi Rav Rishona Kirab Meir Svirale. If the Rosh would have commented after the whole Gemara is finished, a little more, maybe I could understand a little bit. In other words, that Rav Yossi could allow you to do Lashon Chol, the Mishnah, and so don't you even do Rav Yossi? You could do Matbeya in Lashon HaKodesh, and you can do a matbeya that conforms to the basic structure in Lashon Chol. But once we say the maskana that you're not doing it kihecha, you're doing it a little bit, cutting in the corners a little bit, that can only be Rav Meir. So if the Rush would be commenting this observation, Rav Meir Sfirulei, after the Gemara gives the teretz, okay, then maybe we have a shtickle mahalach here. What's going on in the Gemara? That initially the Gemara had a kasha my kamashmalan, meaning what is Rav to tell me this chiddush? What do we have to bring it to the base medrash to discuss it? I, Rav Yossi, Rav Meir, no, Rav Yossi could be fine with this. If you're doing Lashon Chol, then you don't need, you know, that's the option, Lashon Chol. Oh, but the answer is, and maybe you could do anyway. Once you're anyway not using the Hebrew words, the Lashon HaKodesh words, then Rav Yossi has no problem. His problem is only with Lashon HaKodesh. Kamash Malan, that you can even do it, the Lashon Chol, even though it doesn't match up, and Hanami says to Rosh, that's only Kuntra Rav Meir, not Kuntra Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi would require a Madbeah, some quote even. It's hard to say with this, because the Rosh's words are commenting on the earlier Lana Gemara. The Rosh says, Yatzei de Bracha Vishona. So right then and there, the Rosh says, freeze the frame. Yatzei de Bracha Vishona, Rav Meir Sfirulei. This is an important question. Where does Meir Rav Yossi fit in to this new layer of the Gemara with the Lashon Chol of Binyamin Rai? Rashi help us? Not very much. Rashi leaves us without any real mahalach. Pasha Sota, Kishakoin Mashbiya, Vidi Meiser, Yakosh Min Habayis. That's it. What the pshat? Sure.
How does the Tulsa Rashi, he says, it's on
Rav
the question in the first
place.
The
no, so that's why I wanted to tell you. I don't think that the Rush was saying that Rav Binyamin Raya was speaking about Bracha, was speaking this out for Bracha Rishona. He was giving me the halacha lemaisa out of this Gemara. In other words, not Binyamin Raya's story was benching. But meanwhile, says the Rush, the Osa Bracha, you know, this halacha that we glean from the Sugya, that you can say Brich Rachman, you can use a different language, such as Brich Rachman Mardai Pita, that just as it serves in lieu of Bracha of Hazan and Brich Zamazon, you should know, and that's what Shulchan Aruch is brought in both places. But what would be interesting to ask yourself, and this is what's going to come to Nalach, we can see Mishnah, is at the end of the day, who do we hold with the Rabbi Mirav Yossi? What would be about Baruch HaMakam Shebra, Halacha L'maisa? Are you Yotzi or not? No mention in Shulchan Aruch that Baruch HaMakam Shebra. Leave us wondering. But what is mentioned in the Gemara, in Shulchan Aruch? Both in Hilchos Birchas HaMazon, in Kuf Pei Zayin, as well as in Kuf Samach Zayin by Amotzi, Birch Rachman. But Baruch HaMakam Shebra, it takes a Mishnah to mention. Then Baruch HaMakam Shebra could also possibly work, but that's what gets clear on there. That's what we have to figure out. Do we hold up Rav Meir? And if you got to the Meiri, what does it sound from the Meiri? Who do we hold like, Rav Meir or Rav Yossi? Who saw the Meiri? Who saw the Meiri? So what does it sound like? No? Rav Yossi, right? Rav Meiri writes, Kvaviyarnu, that you can say Shaako, even pass the Yayin. Hamed Mamurim, Kishaberach Shaako, which is Nusach HaMesukah, Adin Chachonim. You need to have a matbeah that works. A few on Russian chol. Rabbi Yossi accepts that you can say Russian chol. Shabir has a Muslim, a Shah Brachel, a Shemaz Bachel Russian. Omikol Mako. Im Asa Zen Nusach Bifnei Atzmo. If you made your own Nusach up in whatever language, Bein Bilash Nakodesh, Bein Bilash Nakodesh, knows what does Rabbi Yossi require? If you're going to do Lashon Chol, it requires a Matbeah as well. A Matbeah that conforms to the Lashon HaKodesh. Says the Meiri, that's his Psak. Im Asa said, no, they ask him, Bein Lashon HaKodesh, Bein Lachol, Bein Baruch HaLufan, Bein Baruch HaLachar, Uvgo Yatsa. Kigon, Mish, Omar, Kamenor, Pazdu, Baruch HaMakam, Shabra. O Shiyom, Abrich, Rachman, Amorid, Aipita, Kayesud, Varameyu. Now, the Yeshomim, Shiyatsa, Belashon, Zeh, Yidea, Motzi, or Yidea, Baruch HaLishon, Ligim, Baruch HaLachar. That's what the Gemara seems to say with Rav. And he brings a raya from a Gemara later by Hagona, that someone said when he was healed, Brich Rachmana, Diyavach Nalan, Vyavach Afra, Vinifta Brachas Hagona. But I think we should say, Lo Yatzel, Vaskaras Malchus, Vachasima. So that's a yesh omer. That's a yesh omer. A chayra, he starts off saying you're not Yossi because that's Rav Yossi. So he's sort of hedging on the question of Yossi or Rav Meir. But Rav Yossi doesn't dismiss the possibility of using Lashon Chol, but apparently you still need to have conforming. So that means really that what the Gemara is saying at the end of the day that it works, it's only Rav Meir. Again, could we argue that maybe Rav Yossi is willing to forgo all these strict conditions of Madbeya when it comes to Lashon Chol? Maybe. It's a whole different mahalach, different parallel track. There's one other discussion that we have to just be aware of, but when we come back to this inyan, is that the Rashba and the Ramban argue about, and this is going to take us back to the Mishnah of the first parak. The Chor Birchas HaMazon, the first bracha, has a structure in terms of how it begins and how it ends. How does the Birchas HaMazon begin, the first bracha? With Baruch Ata Hashem. How does it end? It's Chosim Baruch. And this, our brachas arukos and brachas kitzaros. What do you call bracha Birchas HaMazon? Bracha aruka. It's Baseach Baruch and the sign of Baruch. So, if a person, in lieu of saying a bracha, we're supposed to have a psicha and a chasima with the baruch, just cuts out one of them, can that work? So that is one way of learning the Mishnah in the first parak, that you can't switch, swap them. Makim sharachu amru laharach and mashilah katzer, katzer shar laharach. There's a whole long Rashba there, but the Rashba here alludes to it. He says, I don't get it. How could Gemara say that Binyamin Raya was Yotze? Rav says he Yotze bracha mishona benshi. Granted, the other brachas, he's not Yotze. The first bracha also he shouldn't be Yotze. Why? Because he took a bracha aruka and he made a bracha ksara. Because it was only has one baruch. So what does the Rashba answer? Because of this kasha, what does he say? That we didn't read the story correctly. What did he do? He said baruch again. Again, in his own language. He has to be, otherwise, it's ma'akev. It's ma'akev. Again, is this Rav Meir? Is this Rav Yossi? Only Rav Yossi doesn't tell us. You have to know where that fits within this issue. But this is the Shita of the Rashba. He says, and the fact that you can use Lashon, he does tell you how you hold. That's good though. The Rashba does say earlier. The Rashba says, who do we hold like Rav Meir? It's interesting. Another Rav Meir. He says, Pashtas Rav Yochanan is like Rav Meir. And then he says, Yerushalmi like that. Then he says, the Gemara here, even with Rav Meir, that's what's interesting. Rav Meir has his parameters also. Kamashman, Abgadul Amar, Kiechatikir Rabban, Yatsa, Uminasha Minan, Ein Nusach Abrachas Ma'akev, as long as you're Shomer the Madbeya. So there's a matbeya for Rav Meir too, but not as far as Rav Yossi. What's the matbeya for Rav Meir? The bracha has a form. What is the form? It starts and ends with baruch. Lo yasim na katsa aruch, min aruch katsa. Those parameters have to be preserved for Rav Meir as well. So then he asks the kasha over here. Mistavali, de beha, figu yideich bracha rishona lo yatsa, elim kain wat, poteach vilchosim ba. Because bracha rishona birchas hamazon is what type of a bracha? It's a bracha aruka. Hilkach tzarech sheyomar brich rachmana mar devai pita, and then flash ahead and say again brich rachmana dizan koila, which is a zanis hakol. I left out a lot of the body of the bracha in between. Okay, but that's the chiddush kiyachet. You don't have, that's not a problem. Mixed it. Like for Rav Yossi, maybe it would be, but for a meir at least. That's not Rav Meir is willing to forego a lot of the body of the bracha, as long as you preserve the basic overall structure, bracha in the beginning, bracha in the end. So this shita gets acknowledged in Shulchan Aruch, along with the other shita, the Ramban. When it comes into Birchas HaMazon, Kufei Zayin, so the Mechaber brings, Im Omar B'Malkam Birchas HaZon, Birch Rachmanav Malka Demoy Da'ipita Yatsa, V'yesh Omrim, this is the Rashi. Yesh omrim shetzorach sheyachtom brich rachman is dizan kolon. So what the Rashi brings a whole other dimension to that discussion. We're trying to figure out where may Rav Yossi fit into all of this in the Gemara, and what the Gemara asking my Kamash Balan, and now the Gemara gives you teretz, but you did set it Lashon Chol, but it's not exactly Lashon HaKodesh, Kamash Balan, and Rashi says something else. Where's your chasima? He had to do a chasima. And that's ma'akev, even according to what? Because he paskins like who? The Rashba Gerbeir. There's a lot to now untangle, right? This little piece of Gemara, there's a lot to untangle. And that's a tag.
Hearing are people who run like Rabbi Yossi, weren't you also still? We were trying to say that Rabbi Yossi would not hold a matbeh when it comes to if you're not saying Lashon Kodesh. Wouldn't you still have the problem of, you know, when I was a ritual, learns like Rabbi Yossi, but you still have the problem of the kosher king the ritual made. Now, the Rabbi Yossi holds Shahako.
Which kosher king? Back in before in the
Gemara? Yeah, Rabbi Yossi holds.
That was different. That was Rav Huna going like Rabbi Yossi, but the Gemara ended up changing that, saying Rav Huna go even like Rav Meir. Remember that? The Gemara ends up saying that it doesn't have to be linked. Rav Yochanan could even go according to Rav Yossi. Rav Huna could even go according to Rav Meir. That was the Maskana Sagemara. At the end, the two machokes don't have to be aligned with each other. On the first machokes, we already clearly know halacha kehu, ke Rav Yochanan. Shahako, and that's the paskin Shulchan Aruch as well, explicit. Shahako pas the yayin. This we have to know. What we know, we have to recognize that we know. What we don't know, we have to still work at it. But we know pas the yayin, shahako, yes, clear. Rav Meir, Rav Yossi is a little more ambiguous. But that could go for everybody. Can everyone go like Rav Meir and Rav Yossi? The Rajma says we should hold like Rav Meir because the Maisa, the Gemara, had the strong intuition that who's Rav Meir consistent with? Rav Yochanan defended himself even when Rav Yossi. Yeah, okay, that's the dichui of the Gemara. But the intuition is still important that we wanted Rav Yochanan to fit better with Rav Meir, so we hold like Rav Meir. The Tosa Rush brings the Rai like Rav Meir from Rav saying that Yotzi Brach Rishon. And then we ask the Kasha, so then what's the Maikamash for? The Kasha, well, it's Holach Rav Meir. Okay, so we have to figure out what that's about. That the Tosa Rush is saying Hokmir right away at the beginning of the Gemara, and the Gemara still asks my Kamashbon. Then we have the Gemara's Teretz, Kamashbon and Lashon Chol, even though it wasn't the way it said Lashon HaKodesh. So now you're still Yotze. Is that Rav Yossi as well? Can that even fit with Rav Yossi? And then you have to assume that the whole rule of Rav Yossi about Deya is only said when you're speaking of the Lashon HaKodesh Dafka. Or do we assume no? That, like the Be'iri, that you can be a little more fluid with the Lashon, it's because it's Rav Meir anyway. Right? And yet, says the Rashi, you can't tamper with the beginning and the end of the Brach. And that's even Rav Meir. So this is a lot to still, you know, think through, and then the Inyan of Madbeah, Shtab Chachamim, we'll see a little bit in the Rambam about it, and then the Sugyas in the first parak as well. Okay.